今天晚上我们以我心平稳安静作为我们一起的分享。
Tonight we're going to be using the topic of a peaceful heart for mutual edification.
我们请看诗篇的131篇。
Please turn to Psalms chapter 131.
诗篇131篇。
Psalms 131.
131篇第一节。
Verse 1.
耶和华，我的心不狂傲，我的眼不高大，重大和测不透的事，我也不敢行。第二节。
Verse 2.
我的心平稳安静，好像断过奶的孩子，在他母亲的怀里。我的心在我里面，真像断过奶的孩子。第三节。
Verse 3.
以色列啊，你当仰望耶和华，从今时直到永远。
Verse 1. My heart is not proud, O Lord. My eyes are not haughty. I do not concern myself with great matters or things too wonderful for me too. But I have stilled and quieted my soul, like a weaned child with its mother. Like a weaned child is my soul within me. 3. O Israel, put your hope in the Lord, both now and forevermore.
这首诗歌的主题就是第二节。
So the main theme behind this psalm is in verse 2.
就是我的心要追求平稳安静。
Which is, I am pursuing the stillness and the quietness of my soul.
这是大卫他上行之诗其中一个主题。
And this is one of the themes of the Song of Ascents of David.
人生要追求的东西很多。
There are many things that we pursue in our lifetime.
有人追求名。
Some people pursue fame.
有人追求地位。
Some people pursue a high status.
大部分的人在追求钱财。
And most people pursue wealth.
追求成功。
They pursue success.
但是有了这一切。
But even if they achieve all of these things.
不代表会带来给人快乐。
This does not mean that they will be able to receive joy.
更不代表这个人的心会很平安。
And even less so will this not represent the peace within their hearts.
在这个社会上很多人钱很多但是晚上睡不着。
Within this society, there are many who are rich, but that does not mean that they sleep well at night.
住很漂亮的房子，但是心里不平安。
They live in beautiful mansions, but they have a toilsome soul.
家里也不平安。
And they have no harmony within their homes.
为什么没有平安呢？
And why is it that they lack this peace?
这个一切就从心开始。
This all starts from within the heart.
如果一个人的心没有办法平稳安静，
If your heart and your soul is unable to quiet down and to be still,
他就得不到快乐。
Then it is unable to have happiness.
所以得不到平安。
And that is why it is unable to receive peace.
我们知道小朋友 baby 有时候会吵。
We know that babies may sometimes be noisy.
没有办法控制他。
They're unable to control themselves.
但是他妈妈呢，就有办法控制他。
However, the mom is able to soothe him.
他吵的时候，就会给他安静下来。
Whenever the baby cries out, the mom has a skill to be able to quiet him down.
我们的心也是像一个 baby， 有时候会吵、会闹、会不平安。
And our hearts are sometimes just like a baby. We may become very annoyed or bothered, and we do not have peace.
这是圣经告诉我们。
However, the Bible tells us here.
我们要学习，要把自己的心把它安静下来。
That we need to learn to still and quiet our soul.
这个是很重要。
And this is very important.
所以。从第一节里面我们可以看到几点。
And from verse 1, we can learn a couple of points.
一个人的心呢，怎么样才可以平稳安静呢？
The first question, what does a person need to do to be able to be in peace?
有几点我们可以来分享。
So a couple of main points to share.
第一节这里说，神啊，我的心不狂傲。
Verse 1 states, my heart is not proud, O Lord.
所以心中要平稳安静，第一点很重要的，就是我们要对付自己的骄傲。
So to be able to have a still and quiet heart, you need to deal with pride.
一个人的骄傲是我们心中不平安的主要的原因。
A person's pride is one of the main causes for someone to not have peace within their heart.
骄傲就是在神面前以为自己很了不起。
And pride means that you think that you are all that in front of God.
所以他不会听神的话。
And that is why this person will not listen to God's words.
也以为在人中间很了不起。
This person thinks that he's better than everybody else.
也不会听人的劝。
And he will not listen to the advice of others.
自我中心。
They are egocentric.
骄傲久了就变狂傲。
And when a person is proud for very long, they'll become boastful.
就是谁讲他都不听。
And that means that they will listen to no one.
这种人的心呢，不会平静。
The heart of this kind of individual will not have peace.
我们看箴言的十八章。
Let's turn to Proverbs chapter 18.
十二节。
Proverbs chapter 18, verse 12.
十八章的十二节。
Chapter 18, verse 12.
败坏之先, 人心骄傲, 尊荣以前, 必有谦卑。
Before his downfall, a man's heart is proud, but humility comes before honor.
因为东西啊, 它腐败之前啊, 一定是长细菌。
So before a thing starts rotting, it will start growing germs.
因为细菌让它变坏。
And these germs will cause the item to rot.
如果没有细菌, 这个食物就不会变坏。
And without these germs, the food would not rot.
同样呢, 一个人的失败啊, 是从哪里开始呢?
In the same way, we may ask, where does a person's failure start off from?
就是骄傲。
It starts off from their pride.
就好像扫罗。
And it is just like Saul.
他一开始很谦卑。
In the very beginning, he was a humble man.
谁讲他, 谁劝他, 他都听。
Any kind of advice and suggestion, he would listen to it.
后来当了王了。
However, later on, after he became a king,
就开始别人讲不听。
Anytime anybody said anything, he would not listen.
后来连神的话他也不听。
And in the very end, he did not even listen to the words of God.
这种骄傲是很可怕的。
And this kind of pride is terrible.
每一个人都有。
Each one of us has this.
越属灵的人越容易骄傲。
And those who are even more spiritual are more likely to be proud.
因为他觉得自己很属灵。
And it is because they think that they're spiritual.
带领的人很容易骄傲。
Those who lead people will easily become proud.
因为大家都看着他。
And it is because everybody sees them.
常常教训人的人也很容易骄傲。
And the person who disciplines others will also most likely become proud.
因为他嘴巴都是教导别人。
And it is because their mouth is full of discipline.
所以如果一有骄傲的出现, 他就开始败坏。
So once a person starts showing signs of pride, that is the beginning of that person's rot.
所以这个骄傲是每个人都有的。
So this kind of pride is something that everybody has.
如果那个人说我从来不会骄傲, 那个人就已经开始骄傲了。
And if somebody declares, I am not proud, then that person has started to show signs of pride.
所以我们要很小心。
And that is why we need to be very careful.
每天要在神面前祈求。
Every single day, we are to ask God,
主啊,求你除掉我心中的骄傲。
Lord, please clean me away from the pride of my heart.
让我可以看到自己的缺乏。
Let me be able to see the weaknesses that I have.
看到自己的不完全。
Please let me see how imperfect I am.
这种骄傲是很深隐藏在我们心底里面。
And pride is something that is usually hidden in the depths of our heart.
如果一个人说,我很厉害。
So if a person says, Hey, I am very skilled.
当然他是很骄傲。
Then of course that person is proud.
这种骄傲是很明显的。
But this is a very obvious sign of pride.
属灵的人不会这样子做的。
However, a spiritual person will not do this.
属灵的人会心里很骄傲, 但是他不会讲出来。
A spiritual person will be proud in his heart, but he will not necessarily say it out loud.
但是不代表他没有。
However, this does not mean that he does not have pride.
所以一个人心里如果狂傲, 心中就没有平安。
So when a person's heart is full of boasting, then that person will not have peace.
如果我们想想, 如果心里最近不平安, 可能是我们骄傲在我们里面来做主。
And that is why if we feel lately that we lack peace within our hearts, it may be that pride is becoming the king of our hearts.
每天祷告,对付自己的骄傲。
Therefore, every day we are to pray and fight against this pride.
在神面前谦卑下来。
Humble ourselves in front of God.
这样我们心中才会平静。
And in this way, we will have peace.
好，那我们来唱一首诗， 352, 坐着唱就可以了。
Let's sing hymn 352. You may remain seated.
我们唱一节跟第四节。
Let's sing verse 1 and 4.
我们的求神隐藏我们。
And we ask our Lord to hide us.
352
Hymn 352
me.
看回来诗篇。
Let's come back to Psalms.
131篇。
Chapter 131.
第一节。
Verse 1.
这里说我的眼也不高大。
It continues saying, my eyes are not haughty.
所以要心里平稳安静，我们的眼目不能高大。
So to be able to still and quiet our hearts, our eyes are not to be haughty.
我们刚刚有讲说心不可以骄傲。
And the moment we talked about how our heart should not be proud.
眼也不可以高大。
And my eyes shall not be haughty either.
什么叫做眼不能高大呢？
And what does it mean to have haughty eyes?
有人说有一些人的眼睛是长在头顶上面。
And some people may refer to others as having eyes eyes at the top of their heads.
这代表这个人眼光很高。
And that means that that person has a very high vision.
不是好的方面呢。
And this is not in a good descriptive way.
看不起人。
But rather that this person looks down upon everybody else.
我们看这个雅各书第二章。
Please turn to James chapter 2.
雅各书第二章。
James chapter 2.
第一节
Verse 1
雅各书的二章一节
James chapter 2 verse 1
我的弟兄们你们信奉我们荣耀的主耶稣基督便不可以按着外貌待人
My brothers as believers in our glorious Lord Jesus Christ don't show favoritism
第二节
Verse 2
若有一个人戴着金戒指穿着华美衣服进到你们的会堂要有一个穷人穿着肮脏的衣服也进去
Suppose a man comes into your meeting wearing a gold ring and fine clothes, and a poor man in shabby clothes also comes in.
你们就看中那穿完美衣服的人说，请坐在这好位上，又对那穷人说，你站在哪里，或坐在我脚凳下边。
If you show special attention to the man wearing fine clothes and say, here's a good seat for you, but say to the poor man, you stand there or sit on the floor by my feet.
这岂不是你们偏心待人，用恶意断定人吗？
Have you not discriminated among yourselves and become judges with evil thoughts?
这里是雅各长老勉励当时教会的弟兄们。
So this is Elder James who is saying words of encouragement to the church.
说我们对人不可以用眼睛来判断人。
That we are not to judge people using what we see.
这双眼睛看了很多东西，但是有时候会看错很多东西。
There are many things that our eyes usually see, but at the same time, there are many times in which our eyes will judge wrongly.
如果一个人常常用眼睛来判断事情，他的心里没有办法平静啊。
If a person bases all judgment according to what he sees, then he will find no peace.
他会看到，哇，这个人很漂亮。
Because he will say, wow, this person looks beautiful.
这是有钱人啊。
It is because this person is rich.
我要讨好他。
And therefore, I shall do what I can to please this person.
我要接近他。
I shall do what I can to get nearer to this person.
这个穷人。
But then, on the other hand, there's somebody who is poor.
你看他的衣服那么脏。
Look at its clothing, it is so shabby.
这个不是名牌的。
And this is not brand clothing.
走路来教会。
And this person walked to school, walked to church,
我就不理他。
He didn't drive a car, so therefore I will not pay attention to this individual.
如果一个人的眼睛是这样子的话。
And if a person's eyes are like this,
他的心中不会平安，不会平稳安静。
He will have no peace in his heart.
因为这个是一种偏见。
And it is because this is a sign of favoritism.
我们常常被我们的眼睛骗了。
And that is why often our eyes are actually cheating on us or lying to us.
所以诗人告诉我们。
And that is why this psalm says.
我们的眼不可以高大。
That our eyes are to not be haughty.
我们更要看见教会里面微小的人。
Even more so, we are to look at the humble people within our church.
需要关怀的人。
Those who need our care.
你看到自己一个人走进来，我们就关心他。
If you see someone coming in by themselves, you are to go and say hi to them.
你看他物质环境比较不好，我们特别去关心他。
Or whether if they are in need, we are to put special attention to them.
这样子的话，我们的心常常都很平安。
And in this way, our heart will often be in peace.
这个就不是讨好人。
And this is not trying to please people.
当一个人的眼目不高大的时候。
And when a person's eyes is not haughty,
他的心中常常都很平稳安静。
Then this person's heart will often be full of peace.
因为他的眼睛是常常来看主耶稣的。
And that is because his eyes are focused on Jesus Christ.
我们唱379。
Let us sing hymn 379.
379也是第一跟第三节。
379, please sing first and last verse. Thank you.
诗篇一百三十一篇。
Please return to Psalms 131.
第一节。
Verse 1.
这里说重大和测不透的事，我也不敢行。
It says, I do not concern myself with great matters.
一个人的心怎么可以得到平稳安静呢？
So how else can a person's heart receive peace?
就是要把我们的主权交给神。
And that is to give all of our control to God.
不敢自己做大的决定。
That means that we do not dare to make big decisions.
当然小的决定有时候我们自己做了也不会有怎么样。
Of course, small choices, after we choose them, usually nothing big happens.
比如说你中午要吃汉堡还是吃炒饭，这个不用祷告了，自己决定就可以了。
For example, what am I going to have dinner? Will it be a hamburger? Will it be pizza? You don't really need to ask God about it, just choose.
重大的事。
But if there are any matters that are important,
还有测不透的事。
Or any matters that are just great matters.
这个就不要自己乱做决定了。
Then do not make decisions all by yourself.
什么是重大的事呢？
And what is a great matter?
影响越久的事就是越重大的事。
A great matter is something that will have a long-lasting effect.
我们跟一个人结婚，这是一辈子的，这个是这个人生很重大的决定。
For example, if we are to get married, that means we're going to share our life with someone for a very long time. This is a great matter.
这是很重要。
And this is a very important issue.
所以如果年轻朋友年轻弟兄姐妹还没有结婚还没有进入婚姻这个要为这个事情好好祷告不能自己乱做决定
and that is why for the younger brothers and sisters who are not married yet you are to put your marriage in prayers and not choose lightly
搬家这个是重大的事情
if you are to move to another place this is also a great matter
因为搬家影响很多事情
Because moving to another place will affect many things.
又要卖房子，又要买房子，要搬去不同的地方，环境改变了，这个很重大的事。
You are to sell your house, buy a house, change to a different place. All of these are great matters.
这个是重大的事。
This is a big issue.
移民，哇，这个更重大，这个影响我们的将来。
Immigrating, this is also a great matter because this will affect our future.
所以遇到重大的事都要特别的祷告。
So whenever we are to decide in a great matter, we are to put it in prayer.
不能自己做主。
Let us not decide on it all by ourselves.
如果自己做主，我们会很怕，会不会做了个错误的决定呢？
Because if we are the ones who make that choice, we may ask ourselves, did I make the right choice?
你就心里就会七上八下，就不平安。
If that is so, then your heart will feel unbalanced. You will not be sure if that was the right choice.
因为一个重大的决定，它的后果不是马上呈现，有时候透过很久，三五年、十年，甚至以后才知道的。
And it is because the decision made in regards to a great matter, the effects of them will not be seen until much later, 5 or 10 years later.
但是如果我们做重大决定的时候
，However, when making a decision on a great matter,
我们不是说用我的经验。
We do not just base it on our experience.
也不是听朋友、听别人的意见做决定。
Nor do we base it on what our friends and relatives think.
我们是要好好的祷告。
But rather, we put this in prayer.
把这个事情交给神。
We entrust this issue to God.
让神来带领。
To let God to guide us.
这样虽然这个事情很重大。
And even if this thing is a great issue,
还有测不透，就是将来的，你不知道将来会怎么样。
Or it's even too wonderful for us to understand something in regards to the future.
就是因为已经有交托神。
However, because we have entrusted this matter to God,
那你心里会很平安。
Then you'll feel at peace within your heart.
无论所求的有没有得到。
So regardless of whether what you have asked for, you've received it or not,
我们都会很平安的，因为是神在做主，不是我在做主。
You will feel at peace because you know that God is the one who is in control, not yourself.
下午去访问一个弟兄。
Today afternoon, I went to visit a brother.
他在做生意的。
And he is a businessman.
他说前一阵子。
And he said that in the past couple of weeks.
跟另外一个人在谈一个餐馆的一个生意的事情。
He was discussing with somebody else in regards to purchasing a restaurant.
看起来这个生意都很好。
And it seemed as his restaurant's business is pretty good.
应该会赚钱。
So it would mean that they should be making money.
但是他祷告神。
However, he prayed to God.
他说这个事情我看到的很有限。
And he told me, Pastor, I have very limited vision.
I'm
sorry. He told God, said, Dear Lord, I have very limited vision in regards to this issue.
如果是你的旨意的话,
and if it is your will,
那你就让这个事情顺顺利利,
then let this transaction go through smoothly.
如果不是你的旨意的话,
however, if it is not your will,
你就让这个事情不要成就,
then let this transaction not go through.
他这样祷告,
and this is the way in which he prayed.
这很奇妙,
and very mysteriously,
祷告了一阵子之后,
after praying about this for a period of time,
那个人的先生就生病了, 他也没有心情要卖这个生意,
the restaurant owner's husband got sick, and therefore the owner no longer felt like selling it.
没有心情,
they just did not really, was just too busy dealing with other issues that didn't want to deal with selling the restaurant.
这个弟兄就知道说, 哦, 原来这个神暂时不要我沾手在这个,
and that is how this brother knew it must be that God doesn't want me to deal with purchasing a restaurant right now.
他觉得OK啊, 心情很平安,
and he felt at peace within his heart.
我们看大卫也常常把自己的主权呢, sovereignty, 他交给神,
so we can see that very often David will entrust his sovereignty to God.
我们看撒母耳记下第二章,
let's look at 2 Samuel chapter 5.
第二章第一节,
2 Samuel chapter 5 verse 1.
二章,
I'm sorry. 2 Samuel chapter 2 verse 1.
此后大卫问耶和华说：“我上犹大的一个城去，可以吗？”耶和华说：“可以。”
In the course of time, David inquired of the Lord, "Shall I go up to one of the towns of Judah?" he asked. The Lord said, "Go up."
我上哪一个城去呢？耶和华说：“上希伯伦去。”
David asked, "Where shall I go?" "To Hebron," the Lord answered.
大卫,
so we can see here that David asked of the Lord. By this time, his enemy Saul was dead. And that is why, regardless of where he went, he was free to go anywhere. No one would be chasing him to kill him. However, David was very lovable here. You can see that David was just like a child asking his father.
小朋友还没有长大，都会问妈妈：“我可以吃这个吗？”
Because usually, when a child is still young, will usually ask mom, "May I eat this?"
长大了就不会问你了。长大吃完了，还妈妈说：“哈，不见了。”哎呦，就吃了就。
However, when they grow up, they usually end up not really asking; they just eat it, and then mom will realize.
我可以看电视吗？
So usually, young children will ask mom, "May I watch TV or may I go outdoors?"
妈妈就觉得很被尊重啊，好好好，给你最好的，告诉你最好的。
And the mom will feel very honored, and therefore she would say, "All right, you may go." And the mom will prepare the best things for us.
但是有时候我们越长大了，就越不问神。
However, it seems that as we grow up, we usually do not inquire of the Lord any longer.
越有经验了，我们就越不问神。
And the more experience that we gain, the less we will ask of the Lord.
尤其是我们在做圣工方面，有经验了，哎，我们自己计划，自己弄了。
And especially in regards to holy work, for those who are very experienced, they will end up just planning it all by themselves. However, we can see that David was not like this.
战战兢兢,
he was doing things properly.
神啊, 我上犹大一个城可不可以?
And he inquired of the Lord, "Shall I go up to one of the towns of Judah?"
神说可以。
And then the Lord said, "Go on."
啊,去哪里?
And David asked, "Where shall I go?"
神就已经安排好了，向希伯伦去了。
So the Lord had arranged everything and said to Hebron.
不是先去耶路撒冷。
So he was not to go first to Jerusalem.
神都安排好了。
So we can see that God had made all arrangements.
如果他自己乱跑，先跑到耶路撒冷，可能很不顺利。
If David would have not inquired and just go ahead to Jerusalem, things would not have run out smoothly.
他先在希伯伦做王。
But rather, he needed to be a king first in Hebron.
7年之后才上耶路撒冷。
And it is only 7 years later that he was to go to Jerusalem.
神都给他安排好。
So we can see here that the Lord had arranged everything perfectly.
他只要肯跪下来求问神，神就给他安排好。
As long as David was willing to kneel down and ask the Lord had everything arranged perfectly for him.
我们有时候。 要思考这个问题,
so sometimes we must meditate upon this question.
心中为什么没有平稳安静?
Why is it that our heart lacks this peace and stillness?
自己乱冲,
it is because we are just deciding all
乱跑,
by ourselves
乱跑,
and we're just
乱撞,
running around and just hitting walls left and right.
碰了很多钉子,
and the moment that we hit all of these obstacles,
还在神面前哭,
then we will come back to the Lord and start crying
哎呀,
to him.
为什么这样?
Oh, why is it that this happened to me?
神就问你, 为什么你不问我一下?
And the Lord will ask you, why didn't you ask me first?
为什么不好好祷告?
Why is it that you did not pray before going through with these things?
自己找苦?
You ended up looking for trouble by yourself.
所以一个人心中平稳安静, 他一定要把主权交给神。
And that is why for a person to receive this kind of peace, they need to entrust their sovereignty to God.
我们的家庭,
our families,
我们的婚姻,
our marriage,
我们的工作,
our careers,
更重要的,
and even more so our service to God.
真的,
and all of these things are great matters that are too wonderful for us.
不敢乱行,
we do not do things just randomly.
除非经过很长的祷告, 非常确定是神要你做的，神要我们去做的，我们才敢去做。
And it is unless that through long prayers you have realized and confirmed that God wants you to do this, then go ahead.
我们看哥罗西书。
Please turn to the book of Colossians.
这句圣经非常的宝贵。
This is a very important verse.
3章15节。
Colossians chapter 3 verse 15.
3章15节。
Chapter 3 verse 15.
又要叫基督的平安在你们心里作主。
Let the peace of Christ rule in your hearts.
你们也为此蒙召归为一体。
Since as members of one body, you were called to peace.
却要存感谢的心。
And be thankful.
要基督的平安在心中做主。
So you need to let the peace of Christ rule in your hearts.
如果自己做主就没有平安。
If you are the ruler of your own heart, then you're definitely not going to have God's peace.
主耶稣做主。
Let Christ be the Lord.
心中很平安。
And when you do this, you will have peace in your heart.
没有烦恼。
You will have no more troubles.
再看回来诗篇的131篇。
Let's turn back to Psalms 131.
第二节。
Verse 2.
直到我的心平稳安静, 好像断过奶的孩子。
But I have stilled and quieted my soul like a weaned child with its mother.
另外一个秘诀,怎么可以心中很平稳,很安静?
Another secret to having a still and quiet soul
这个就是要像一个断过奶的孩子
is to be like a weaned child with its mother.
一个孩子小的时候很容易哭
A child, when they are very young, it is very easy for them to start crying.
因为他很小
And it is because they are very young.
他很幼稚
They are still very innocent.
他一肚子饿,他就要哭
The moment that they're hungry, they'll start crying.
他如果不舒服,
or if they are uncomfortable, then they will also cry.
他不能忍受任何的不舒服的。
They are unable to tolerate any kind of discomfort.
一个小孩子断过奶的,就是不吃奶的。
However, a weaned child, which is a child that no longer drinks milk,
不会随便哭了。
Then they will not cry randomly.
什么意思?
What does this mean?
一个人如果属灵上他不长进,他心里面就不会平稳安静。
This means that if a person does not grow spiritually, then they will not have peace within their heart.
Baby.
Because they are still babies.
如果看到一个人常常埋怨神, 他是一个baby, 他是一个属灵的baby。
If you see someone who is complaining to God very often, then they are still spiritual babies.
他常常埋怨别人。
Or if they're complaining against anybody else.
他说这个人不好, 那个人不好。
They say this person is bad, that person is bad.
大家都不好。
And everybody is just a big bad mess.
老板也不好。
The boss is a bad person.
丈夫也不好, 太太也不好, 儿女也不好。
Husband, wife, children, everybody are bad people.
这个人还没有断奶。
Then this person has not weaned itself.
他还没有长大。
That means that he has not grown up.
他的属灵非常幼稚。
That means that they are very spiritually immature.
不能忍受任何的一些压力。
They are unable to tolerate any kind of stress or pressure.
所以如果我们不追求属灵的长进, 我们的心里也不会平静安稳。
So if we do not pursue spiritually growth, then we will not receive the peace and quietness.
长大了,断奶了。
However, after we have grown up and we are weaned,
可以吃干粮了。
We are able to speak, to eat solid food.
道理我们懂了。
And we understand the word of God.
我们的心很自然。 就是平稳安静,
then very naturally, we will have a peaceful and quiet heart. And it is because this person is a weaned person.
我们看希伯来书,
Let's turn to Hebrews.
希伯来书的第四章,
Hebrews chapter 5.
5章13节,
Hebrews chapter 5 verse 13.
我们看第十节,
Verse 12.
12节, 三, 5章12节,
Chapter 5, verse 12.
和你们学习的功夫, 本该做师父, 谁知道还有人仗神圣言小学的开端, 另教导你们, 并且成了那必须吃奶不能吃干粮的人。
In fact, though by this time you ought to be teachers, you need someone to teach you the elementary truths of God's word all over again. You need milk, not solid food.
13节, 凡只能吃奶的都不熟练人意的道理, 因为他是婴孩。
13. Anyone who lives on milk, being still an infant, is not acquainted with the teachings about righteousness.
14.
But solid food is for the mature, who by constant use have trained themselves to distinguish good from evil.
一个人越长大,
so as a person grows up, they are able to receive this kind of peace.
我看一些长老, 哇, 虽然他们年纪很大, 但是很安静, 有时候整天不讲几句话。
I have seen some elders that even though they are a little bit older, but they have this peace in their hearts and they barely speak. They're always meditating upon things.
也不用看电视, 也不用听音乐, 有时候安安静静的就可以坐下来。
They don't need to watch TV all day or listen to music all day. They're able to just simply be at peace
一本圣经,
and sit.
一本圣经他就可以看很久。
And just with a Bible in their hands, they'll be able to read for long hours.
为什么这样?
And why is it that they're able to do this?
因为他的属灵程度很深。
It is because they are very spiritually mature and have depth within their spirituality.
所以这个断过奶也可以解释是没有什么欲望。
So a person who is weaned is also could be represented by someone who has no desires.
欲望很大的人, 他的心里永远不平静。
Is it desires or expectations? If a person has great desires, then they will not have peace within their hearts.
很想得到这个, 很想得到那个, 但是要得不到, 哇, 心里就很不舒服。
If all day long they think of I want this or I want that, and the moment that they're unable to receive it, then they feel very troubled.
哇, 去别人家里回来, 心里就不开心了, 因为别人房子比我家里大。
Or maybe they go to somebody else's house, they come back home and they start complaining about it because they feel that their house is not big enough.
哇, 别人钱赚的比我多。
Or they will start saying so-and-so is earning more money than I am.
他那么好, 我那么穷。
And since we're all human beings, why is it that that person is so rich and I am so poor?
当然欲望那么大, 心中当然不平静。
So the moment that you have all sorts of desires, then of course you're not going to have peace within your heart.
很想买很多东西, 但是买不到啊。
Or if you wish to buy so many things and you're unable to buy them.
但是如果已经断过奶了,
however, if a person is weaned,
没有什么欲望,
they have no more desires.
简单就好,
as long as life is simple, it's good.
是什么?
What shall we eat?
哎呀, 吃个番薯也可以饱。
Even eating a sweet potato, that'd be fine too.
大餐OK, 但是也不能每天吃大餐嘛, 每天吃一个番薯, 一个很简单的, 也可以很开心, 哦, 这个人就心就很平静。
Having a big meal, well, that's not too bad, but having that every day might not be very good for me. So as long as I have a couple of potatoes, I'm pretty happy. So this person feels satisfied.
车子能动就好。
And as long as my car runs, it's fine.
不一定要追求什么。
It doesn't need to be specially of any kind of anything.
如果神给我, 我感谢领受。
And of course, if God provides this to me, then I will accept it and thank him for it.
神没有给我, 我也可以接受。
However, if God does not provide me with this, then I will still be thankful for it.
这个就是心中平稳安静。
And this is what it means to have peace and still of our hearts.
这个就是没有什么欲望。
That means that you don't have any kind of desires.
祷告的当中啊, 如果我们心里常不平静, 我们要问自己, 是不是欲望太多?
So when we feel that we are troubled and not in peace, we may ask ourselves, do we have too many desires within our hearts?
最后第二节这里说, 像一个孩子在他母亲的怀中。
And in the latter part, it says, like a weaned child with its mother.
所以心中要平稳安静, 就要常常的亲近神。
So for a person to have a still and quiet soul, they are to get near to God often.
那个孩子啊, 又不是饿,
because if the child is not hungry,
又不是尿布湿了,
and it is not that their diapers are wet,
又不是肚子痛,
and it is not that they have a stomachache,
那还在哭, 为什么呢?
And they're still crying, then why is it that they're crying?
可能就是想要抱抱。
It is because they just might want to be picked up and hugged.
妈妈可能整天没有空理他。
It may have been that the mom has been very busy.
一抱下来, 放在怀里, 听到妈妈的心跳, 就不吵了。
But the moment that the mom picks the baby up and the baby listens to the mom's heartbeat, then he will quiet himself down.
闻到妈妈的味道, 他就不吵了。
Or whenever he is able to smell the fragrance of the mom,
听到妈妈的声音,
he will quiet himself down. Or the moment that he hears his mom's voice, then he will be in peace.
有时候我们这个心啊, 为什么不平静?
Why is it that sometimes our heart is not at peace?
但是心动不平静?
It may be that we have everything that we would need, but we still feel we're not in peace.
离开神很远啊。
It's because we have left God far away.
有时候看电视连续看几个小时，越看心中越不平静。
Sometimes we watch TV for many hours, and the more we watch, the less peaceful we feel.
不如好好祷告一下，安静读一下圣经，哎，你觉得说心中很平静。
Instead of doing that, why don't we just kneel down, pray, read the Bible just a bit, and you will feel the peace.
礼拜三、礼拜五晚上很累，但是再怎么逼自己来教会，哎，听神的话，聚会，心中又很平静。
Wednesday nights and Friday nights, I know that we are all very exhausted and tired, but just get yourself together, come to church, listen to the word of God, and you will feel peace.
我们看雅各书。
Please turn to Song of Songs.
James.
Sorry, turn to James.
第四章第八节。
James chapter 4 verse 8.
四章第八节。
James chapter 4 verse 8.
你们亲近神, 神就必亲近你们。
Come near to God, and He will come near to you.
有罪的人呢，要洁净你们的手；心怀恶意的人呢，要清洁你们的心。
Wash your hands, you sinners, and purify your heart, you double-minded.
你们亲近神，神就亲近你。
Come near to God, and He will come near to you.
这是一个应许。
This is a cause and effect.
你自己决定神跟你有多远。
You decide how far or how near God is from you.
不是神决定，请不要赖给神。神啊，为什么你离开我那么远？
Please do not push this responsibility to God and say, God, why is it that you're so far from me?
你自己离开神远，不能埋怨神。
If you are the one who's walking away from God, how could you complain against God?
但是你亲近神，神就会亲近你。
However, if you come near to God, He will come near to you.
你亲近神，就会洁净你的心，洁净你的手。
When you come near to God, your hands will be washed and your heart will be purified.
神就会祝福你。
And God will bless you.
所以当然心中就很平静。
So of course you would have peace within your heart.
我最近常常觉得很烦。
And lately, if you feel just annoyed in general,
没有心中平安。
You feel that you do not have peace within your heart.
可能我们的心没有亲近神。
It may be that our hearts, we are not nearing to God.
从我们今天的学习。
So from what we have learned today,
像我们的追求, 我们心中可以平稳安静。
This is the way to pursue the peace and quietness within our heart.
心不狂傲。
It is first to not have a proud heart.
眼不高大,
Our eyes are not haughty.
重大测不透的事, 不敢自己乱行。
We do not concern ourselves with great matters or things too wonderful for ourselves.
要像断过奶的孩子。
We need to be like a weaned child.
要在主的怀中。
We need to be within the grasp of God.
唱诗165。
Let's sing hymn 165.